Vance calls for conservatives to get more involved in pushing to pass SAVE Act. By Elizabeth Weibel on April 14, 2026. Vice President J.D. Vance called on conservatives to get more involved in the process to get the Safeguarding American Voter Eligibility (SAVE) Act passed. During a Turning Point USA event in Georgia, Vance spoke about how young conservative Americans have a tendency to be too cynical and too pessimistic. Vance continued to point out that when voters see a politician, political movement, or administration that isn't doing what you want them to do, voters have two choices. They can either check out of the process or decide to get more involved and pressure that administration to do what they want them to do. I'm sure that I've said mostly things that you agree with, and I'm sure that I've said some things you may not agree with. And you may not agree with everything I say about the Iran negotiation, Vance said. But here's fundamentally the issue. When you see a politician, or you see a political movement, or you see an administration that isn't doing what you want to do, you have two choices. You can say, oh, hell with those people and check out of the process. Or you can say, you know what, I'm going to get more involved. I'm going to make my voice heard even more. I'm going to pressure that administration to do exactly what I want them to do because they got my vote. They earned my vote, but they can't take it for granted. Vance acknowledged that a lot of young voters don't love the policy that the Trump administration has in the Middle East, while pointing out that they've secured the border and lowered housing prices. I'm not saying you have to agree with me on every issue, Vance added. What I'm saying is don't get disengaged because you disagree with the administration on one topic. Get more involved. Make your voice heard even more. That's how we ultimately take the country back. Using the SAVE Act as an example, Vance pointed out that while a handful of Republicans sided with Democrats to prevent the SAVE Act from being passed, and that it's annoying only 45 or 46 Republicans will fight for it, that number used to be 35. A lot of people want the SAVE Act, Vance said. I want the SAVE Act. I've been fighting for the SAVE Act literally since day one of the administration. I've seen a lot of people saying, what the hell is the point of voting for these guys if you've got three Republicans joining with the Democrats to prevent the SAVE Act from passing? I guess four Republicans, Vance added. Here's my response to that. Yes, it is annoying to me that there are only 45 or 46 Republicans who will fight politically to get the SAVE Act passed. You know what? 10 years ago, that number was 35. So, the answer to frustration is engagement. Don't give up on this process. Get more involved in this process, and demand more from people like me. Vance's comments on the SAVE Act come as Restoration of America, ROA, a conservative nonprofit, told Fox News they were launching a $5 million nationwide ad blitz pressuring the Senate to pass voter ID legislation. Republicans such as Senator Lindsey Graham, RSC, have announced plans to include elements of the SAVE America Act in a broader legislative package, while Senate Majority Whip John Barrasso, RY, shared that Republicans are prepared to go it alone using reconciliation, according to the outlet.